You've got pillows there. Aren't they good enough? Now I know they weren't good enough because I have my pillow and I take mine with me everywhere I go anytime I'm spending a night. Why? It stays cool all night. You don't have to wake up in the middle of the night, flip the cool side of the pillow. Keeps its shape all night long. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, send it back. A 10-year warranty. Have you got a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Nope. And you can put a MyPillow in the washer, dryer. It's like new again. Try doing that with your dollar store pillow. You end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows. 2 go-anywhere pillows for half price. MyPillow.com. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
President Donald Trump warned Russian President Vladimir Putin his missiles are coming, quote, fast and smart after Russia vowed yesterday to bomb U.S. sites if it strikes Assad. The missile attack from President Trump would come after it is alleged that Assad used chemical weapons once again on his own people in Syria. With Speaker of the House Paul Ryan stepping down, who are a couple favorites that could take his leadership role should the GOP maintain its majority in the 2018 midterm elections? One of those guys is Majority Whip Steve Scalise from Louisiana. He had a chance to sit down and chat, though, first about what it's been like under the leadership of Speaker Ryan.
Paul's done an incredible job in breaking records as Speaker, and even with a young family. In the end, we got to focus on keeping this majority because we're doing the things that we were elected to do to get our economy back on track, working with President Trump. And again, I've enjoyed working with President Trump, and we've gotten a lot done, but there's more we need to get done.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you are listening to USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan announced today he would not run for re-election. Speaker Ryan said he would serve out his term, which ends in January. Let's take a listen to a portion of the press conference that Speaker Ryan held earlier today.
I really do not believe whether I stay or go in 2019 is going to affect a person's individual race for Congress. So I really don't think it affects it. Look, if we do our jobs, which we are, we're going to be fine as a majority. I'm grateful that we have unified government that the president, with his victory, gave us so we get all these big things done. We're going to have a great record to run on. We have a great economy, great accomplishments, more to do. And I really don't think that the American people are going to want to have the gridlock that the Democrats are promising. So I'm confident we can run through the tape and we can get this done.
An actor from Texas is launching his own brand of bourbon. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
All right, all right, all right.
Matthew McConaughey launching his own brand of bourbon in conjunction with Wild Turkey. He makes the announcement live on Facebook while sitting beside his mother, Kay, in his hometown of Austin. So what's a native Texan doing promoting a Kentucky bourbon? Well, his mom says,
well, if it wasn't for Kentucky, you wouldn't be here.
Fact. Why is that?
All right, because I met your dad in Kentucky. We both went to the University of Kentucky.
McConaughey has been working as creative director for Wild Turkey since 2016. That new bourbon is called Wild Turkey Long Branch.
Thank you, Chris. For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg denied allegations that Facebook censors content from supporters of President Donald Trump and conservatives during a hearing held on Capitol Hill today. Take a listen to a portion of the congressional testimony between Mr. Zuckerberg and House Majority Whip Steve Scalise.
Getting into this new realm of content review, I know some of the people that work for Facebook, Campbell Brown said, for example, this is changing our relationship with publishers and emphasizing something that Facebook has never done before. It's having a point of view. And you mentioned the Diamond and Silk example where you described it as a mistake. Were the people who made that mistake held accountable in any way?
Congressman, let me follow up with you on that. That situation developed while I was here preparing to testify.
Okay.
So I'm not in details.
Quick look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 120 points on this Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, Wyatt Cox, Classic Radio Theater. I used to watch people check into motels with pillows. I used to say, why? They've got pillows there. Aren't they good enough? Now I know they weren't good enough because I have my pillow. And I take mine with me everywhere I go, anytime I'm spending a night. Why? It stays cool all night. You don't have to wake up in the middle of the night, flip the cool side of the pillow. Keeps its shape all night long. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, send it back. A 10-year warranty. Have you got a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Nope. And you can put a MyPillow in the washer, dryer. It's like new again. Try doing that with your dollar store pillow. You end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows. 2 go-anywhere pillows for half price. MyPillow.com. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
President Donald Trump warned Russian President Vladimir Putin his missiles are coming, quote, fast and smart after Russia vowed yesterday to bomb U.S. sites if it strikes Assad. The missile attack from President Trump would come after it is alleged that Assad used chemical weapons once again on his own people in Syria. With Speaker of the House Paul Ryan stepping down, who are a couple favorites that could take his leadership role should the GOP maintain its majority in the 2018 midterm elections? One of those guys is Majority Whip Steve Scalise from Louisiana. He had a chance to sit down and chat, though, first about what it's been like under the leadership of Speaker Ryan.
Paul's done an incredible job in breaking records as Speaker, and even with the young family. In the end, we got to focus on keeping this majority because we're doing the things that we were elected to do to get our economy back on track, working with President Trump. And again, I've enjoyed working with President Trump, and we've gotten a lot done, but there's more we need to get done.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you are listening to USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan announced today he would not run for re-election. Speaker Ryan said he would serve out his term, which ends in January. Let's take a listen to a portion of the press conference that Speaker Ryan held earlier today.
I really do not believe whether I stay or go in 2019 is going to affect a person's individual race for Congress. So I really don't think it affects it. Look, if we do our jobs, which we are, we're going to be fine as a majority. I'm grateful that we have unified government that the president, with his victory, gave us so we get all these big things done. We're going to have a great record to run on. We have a great economy, great accomplishments, more to do. And I really don't think that the American people are going to want to have the gridlock that the Democrats are promising. So I'm confident we can run through the tape and we can get this done.
An actor from Texas is launching his own brand of bourbon. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
All right, all right, all right.
Matthew McConaughey launching his own brand of bourbon in conjunction with Wild Turkey. He makes the announcement live on Facebook while sitting beside his mother, Kay, in his hometown of Austin. So what's a native Texan doing promoting a Kentucky bourbon? Well, his mom says,
well, if it wasn't for Kentucky, you wouldn't be here.
Fact. Why is that?
All right, because I met your dad in Kentucky. We both went to the University of Kentucky.
McConaughey has been working as creative director for Wild Turkey since 2016. That new bourbon is called Wild Turkey Long Branch.
Thank you, Chris. For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
And good afternoon and welcome to another edition of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. We're live in studio every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. And our topic today happens to be window treatments, all about window treatments. What is a window treatment anyway? It sounds kind of complicated. To help me in studio today, I do have a local realtor. His name is John Leahy and he's with Weikert Realtors in Oldwick, New Jersey. And we're going to talk about window treatments, not only from a perspective of of privacy, of beauty and insulation, but also resale value. What should we invest in? Maybe we should change out our window treatments to make our house more valuable and look better. So let's start by taking a look at the weather. And I'm hearing a little birdies telling me that things may get a little bit better, which would be nice for a change. Currently, we're at mostly cloudy skies at 48 degrees. This afternoon, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high of 53, pretty warm. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low of 37. On Thursday, there's a 20% chance of slight showers with a high of 65. Wow. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 51. On Friday, we're going to have a beautiful sunny day with a high, believe it or not, folks, 75 degrees and sunny. That's about right, huh? Friday night, mostly clear with a low of 56. On Saturday, a beautiful sunny day with a high of 76 degrees. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 50. And on Sunday, unfortunately, it would be rain showers at 60%. Again, my name is Richard Scuderi. Our program is called Modern Design. We meet each year in studio every Wednesday, talking all things design. I'm going to take a couple commercial messages. We have a wonderful show in store. Today's show is all about window treatments.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And we are back with Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I'm an interior designer, home stager, and these days contractor doing lots of kitchens and baths and home renovations, additions, anything related to your home. I have a local location right here in the Flemington area in Ringo's, New Jersey, inside Flemington Fan and Lighting at 176 Route 20231 in Ringo's, New Jersey, right across from the motor vehicle inspection station. I also have a little bit of a bigger location up in Maplewood, New Jersey, right near the Short Hills Mall at 191B, like boy, Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey. We're starting that e-commerce page now, so if you're not able to get out to either locations, I'll in the next couple of weeks tell you how you can go online, be on my website to purchase right from the site. A lot of interesting and unusual accessories that you won't see anywhere else. So our topic today happens to be window treatments. And I brought John in to talk about, maybe from the other end, or just get a different perspective about window treatments. John, if I say to you, what is a window treatment? Does that seem weird to you? If you said to a client, we have to talk about your window treatments, what are we talking about?
I believe we're talking about blinds, shades, and curtains.
Okay, good. Very much the case. So what we're going to discuss today is there's two type of window treatments. And one of them happens to be the under-treatment, and that's the privacy treatment. And in a perfect world, we do that inside mount or inside the window. That would control our light, our privacy, and hopefully have some sort of an insulating factor. The second treatment is our decorative treatment, and that's anything that brings some color or style to it, not necessarily, but could also have privacy. But often these are stationary treatments, such as draperies, such as valances, cornices, and other things. And we're going to discuss the two in length because they're actually quite different. And the way people do window treatments now is quite different than the way they've been doing them before. With the change in the style, people are going to be more casual. They're also going to be simpler in their window treatments. Lots of Roman shades, lots of solar shades, things that are very clean and very practical. As opposed to when I started in this industry and we saw nothing but yards and yards of fabric with swags and jabots and puddling and tassels, it's done a complete 360, and we'll get into that as well. So I want to start by talking about the under-treatment. Again, the under-treatment is that sort of privacy treatment. And let's start with, specifically, let's start with blinds. I would say most people, when they come into a new house, John, and they have empty windows, new construction, or there's no window treatments, what do they normally put down first for privacy?
Well, if they haven't really decided what they want, most people will just put up a very inexpensive shade until they kind of figure out what they ultimately want to do.
Actually, that's a very good point. When you move into new construction, if there are no under treatments, if you go to any of the big box stores or hardware stores, they sell actually what John said is a temporary shade. It's sort of like an accordion shade, typically white, that sort of sits in the window for privacy right away. It's not a permanent treatment, but it's a good way to have some privacy. The problem with that treatment, like the ones that were permanent, is that with an accordion shade, they're what? They're either all or nothing. You don't get the light coming through in the same way by having it be closed. So they're good as a temporary solution to keep people from looking into your windows, but ultimately not the best long-term solution. In my business, I would say most people that are looking to do practical treatments, whether it be a new construction in our house or a new house they're going to, probably start as an under-treatment with blinds, wouldn't you say?
Yes, definitely.
I think it's probably the most practical and the mostly used under-treatment that you can get. They're relatively inexpensive. You can get some of the better ones at going to some of the better stores and getting Hunter Douglas or Graber. Dennis Wiest, the local representative of Graber, is going to be in a couple weeks and talk about what they offer. And then also you can go to the big box stores. They actually have blinds that are pretty good. Typically, they're not wood blinds. They're composite blinds. But Lowe's, Home Depot, and any of the big box stores do carry blinds. And they're relatively easy to put up and a practical solution. Some of the problems, though, with the blinds that aren't custom is that you'll have a lot of extra blind in certain windows, and cutting that is a little complicated and so on. But they are a good and practical under-treatment solution. So I would start with blinds specifically. A couple things to keep in mind about blinds. We want to do white blinds because we want whatever is facing out to the street to be clean and white. We like to do the 2-inch blinds, the wider blinds, even if you have a relatively shallow window, because they look more up-to-date and even. Remember the mini blinds of the 1980s? A lot of times when people buy houses now, they'll inherit mini blinds. We want to take them down pronto. They really make a place look dark and shabby, and any sort of colored blind is never a good thing. So we want to go crisp, white, 2-inch blinds. Doesn't have to be expensive, but it can be. And start with a composite blind, maybe something that has a little texture or just sort of solid. I think that's a good way to go. The next window treatment that I see more and more of is the return of the roller shade. The roller shade that was very popular in the 60s and 70s kind of went out of fashion when we started with mini blinds, which was the rage, which turned into the 2-inch wider blinds. But going with a treatment like a roller shade, very inexpensive. You can buy them off the rack, or you can buy gorgeous ones and everything in between. A roller shade is kind of nice, but again, you have the issue with the shade. Either it's up or it's down. You don't have that same type of privacy. Again, for an under treatment, I would recommend it to be white, or at least the color of the trim of the house, so it sort of ties in. If we can do it, we'd want to do inside mount. Now, when I talk about inside mount, that means that the window treatment is encapsulated in the framework of the window, and it's an under treatment. Sometimes that's not possible because the framework of the window is too shallow, and then you have to put it on the outside. And the problem with that is then it covers the frame of the window, and it doesn't look quite as put together. There are ways to compensate, and we'll talk about it later in the broadcast. But so roller shades are very popular right now. People are even using them as a decorative treatment because we can get them in texture, we can get them in patterns and everything related to that. So roller shades are great. You can do a forward roll or reverse roll, which is a different way to operate them. If we're going to do shades, we want to make sure that we do the same from window to window, especially in the front of the house. Think of your front of the house as how people see your house. So you want continuity of window treatments. You don't want to go from roller shades to blinds to something else. You want to keep it as consistent as possible. With roller shades is something that I do probably all the time. I just quoted yesterday in Flemington, a beautiful house that had an addition, the entire house in what's called solar shades. John, are you familiar with solar shades?
No.
Okay. Solar shade is a roller shade that has perforations through it. So in this case, what a roller shade lacks is either all or nothing. You can have your shade all the way down, and then there are different levels of opaqueness to a solar shade. So you can have a beautiful treatment down,
And then perhaps you want to watch television, but you still want select light coming through. They're becoming more and more popular as a practical solution to overcome the issues that a shade has. People are also using them now as a decorative treatment, and they're not putting anything else on the windows anymore. In the project that I did in the February-March issue of Design New Jersey magazine, everywhere we had a window treatment in that house, we had a solar shade. But we didn't even have them going to the base. We just had them just a little bit, sort of the width, 14 to 16 inches, the size of a valance, and that was the treatment. A little light through, and it was very soft and easy to do. I very much like solar shades. I'm doing them a lot now. So blinds is definitely number one for an under a privacy treatment. Then you have the roller shades and the solar shades underneath. The fourth under treatment is shears. And I find shears have gone really out of style. I still see them once in a while, but I'm not a big fan of a shear. I think sometimes they darken a window. They kind of look a little bit dated. Now, you can do a fitted shear that has a top and a bottom rod, so it can be, you know, set to the space. I remember growing up, we had side lights on our front door. In those cases, they were covered with shears or sheer material so that light would pass through, but people couldn't see into the house. Shears with drapes still exist. People still do, if you have a formal drape, people still do shears, but you know, not nearly as much. When you go into houses, do you see a lot of drapes and shears now, or do you think the windows, when they're going to list, they take all that stuff down?
Most people take the curtains, the fabric curtains, down because it makes the room look cleaner, more open, and less cluttered.
Brighter, too, right?
Brighter, right. So you want to, when you're staging a house for sale, you really want to bring as much light in as possible. So it's a good idea, most people, to remove the window treatments at that time.
And just let the light show through.
Right.
Okay, we're going to go to our first set of commercial messages. A lot more on window treatments. Not sure if we're going to cover it all today. Right after these messages right here on WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what. You sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I own Maven Hill Designs in both Maplewood and Ringo's, New Jersey. To reach us for anything, some questions and so on design or our promotion for $199, we'll come out and give you some fresh eyes, look through every room of your house and leave you with wonderful ideas. You can reach me or our team at 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. Our topic today happens to be window treatments. We're going to divide it up into two areas, the under treatment or the privacy and insulating treatment, and then the top treatment or the fashion treatment to finish off the look. So we've been working just on the under treatment. We talked about inside mount, if possible, for the window treatment. The most popular still being these days some sort of a blind. 2-inch blind seems to work the best, or we can do a smaller blind if we have to, but 2 inches probably the best. We talked about roller shades. We talked about solar shades, those shades that have the perforated light coming through, which is a nice solution. We talked about shears, not as popular these days, but another option for you, perhaps if you're a little bit more formal in your style, to have some privacy. And also prevent fading. Sun fading is a big deal. So that's a part of the mix as well. The next one I want to talk about is what we just talked about in the beginning, and that is a pleated shade. In the 1980s, pleated shades were all the rage. And they were often in those sort of sherbet ice cream colors. You'd see them in mauve and peach and sage and all the colors of the day, and people did them all the time. They were the new thing. I was never a fan of them because they don't allow light to come through. They can make a space very dark, and again, it's all or nothing. And then over time, they get wobbly, and they would just not be a good treatment. These days, if I see remnants of it, the first thing we do is remove them, and we'll go with the simple blind. Better solution. I will say that pleated shades like the undertreatments have a really good insulating factor. So if you have very cold windows, they can help with that as well. Also, anything that's thermal, there are a lot of undertreatments that have an insulation value or a lining and interlining and can help if you have drafty windows or the opposite if you have a lot of sun and have an insulating factor. We talked about fitted shears. The number nine on my list was shutters, plantation shutters, shutterettes, anything related to a wonderful shutter. In fact, I just priced out a beautiful sunroom up in Maplewood, New Jersey, and we did 8 windows with white plantation shutters. Absolutely beautiful. You can't beat that. It is a little bit of an investment, but it really makes a nice look, not only from the inside, but from the outside. When you see those louvers with the plantation shutters, I think it's nice. From John, from a point of resale value, when you go into a house and there's plantation shutters, which are actually considered almost real estate part of the sale, is that something that's attractive to buyers?
Yes, it is. It really depends on the style of the home.
Right.
But if it goes with the style of the home, people like seeing the shutters because they can see that that's a substantial investment in the home.
White or wood, what would you say? I'd say always white.
I would say stick with the white because,
right.
Again, you want to go the lighter, the better.
I think so. And also, it makes it look dark from the outside.
Right.
Now, there are some exceptions. Let's say you have a paneled library room and you want to coordinate within the window for that treatment. It does look nice for the homeowner to do that. I will probably say, though, if the rest of your house has a white undertreatment, then you go with the dark. It doesn't really look good from the outside, does it?
Right, but then when you have a room like that and you have all that wood, you really don't want to add more wood to it,
right,
to block the windows because you're going to make the room look dark.
I think a realtor told me one day 100% of people who are looking for a house don't want a dark house.
Right.
Right? So that's the one thing that you can do if you do nothing else besides clean. That's something that you can do right away for undertreatments. And the final undertreatment, number 10 on my list, was exactly that, no undertreatment. And I would say in the past 10 years, people are opting now not to have any window treatment anymore. I see many houses, especially out in Hunterdon County where it's a little bit rural, where if they back to woods and so on, no undertreatment. They just put a 3M window film so that there's no sun staining, and they leave them open. What do you think about that?
Yes, definitely. You see a lot more of that these days within the public rooms of a house.
Right.
There are no window treatments.
Sure.
And only bathrooms and bedrooms have window treatments.
Exactly, just privacy treatments. And I was remiss not to mention the fact of blackout blinds and blackout shades. More popular than ever. I rarely go into a house when someone's, I'm quoting out blinds or shades, where they don't say they want blackout in the bedrooms.
Right. Also in media rooms, when
right.
they're going to do a lot of television or computer.
Valid point.
They want to, block out the sun.
Exactly. So again, we want our under treatment or our privacy treatment to a couple things. To again, if we can be an inside mountain fit within the window, it's a great look. Even if you don't do a top treatment, it looks better. It looks fitted to the space. We want to see if it has an insulating factor, which is nice if you have drafty or older windows, or perhaps heat is an issue there. It'll keep the place cool, so that's important. We want to make sure if we're in a bedroom or in an area that needs darkness that we can do a treatment that will be blackout. Often, though, when you do a blackout treatment, we go beyond the edges of the window. We don't do an under treatment in a bedroom inside mount because there's the ability then of slivers of light to come through. So that would be probably the only exception where we wouldn't do the under-treatment that way. Again, I would say that I prefer for an under-treatment either a plantation shutter or most commonly a blind because the louvers let light in. They look nice from the outside. You can match them to the trim of the window, and it's the nicest look. All right, we're going to go to news break, and then we're going to focus on the inside, the decorative treatments, all the questions you want to ask. I also am going to open our phone lines, which are 908-237-0410. I notice we're getting a bigger following each week with the being televised. So if you want to call in, if you're watching what we're doing here, struggling through, and you want to give us a call about your window treatments, things that you've tried that work well for you, Again, phone lines are now open at 908-237-0410. We'll go to our news break, and we'll be back with much more of Modern Design right after this.
USA Radio News.
Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg denied allegations that Facebook censors content from supporters of President Donald Trump and conservatives during a hearing held on Capitol Hill today. Take a listen to a portion of the congressional testimony between Mr. Zuckerberg and House Majority Whip Steve Scalise.
Getting into this new realm of content review, I know some of the people that work for Facebook, Campbell Brown said, for example, this is changing our relationship with publishers and emphasizing something that Facebook has never done before. It's having a point of view. And you mentioned the Diamond Silk example where you I think, described it as a mistake. Were the people who made that mistake held accountable in any way?
Congressman, let me follow up with you on that. That situation developed while I was here preparing to testify, so I'm not
okay.
In the details of it.
Quick look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 120 points on this Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, Wyatt Cox, Classic Radio Theater. I used to watch people check into motels with pillows. I used to say, why? They've got pillows there. Aren't they good enough? Now I know they weren't good enough because I have my pillow and I take mine with me everywhere I go anytime I'm spending a night. Why? It stays cool all night. You don't have to wake up in the middle of the night, flip the cool side of the pillow. Keeps its shape all night long. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, send it back. A 10-year warranty. Have you got a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Nope. And you can put a MyPillow in the washer, dryer. It's like new again. Try doing that with your dollar store pillow. You end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows. 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half price. MyPillow.com. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
President Donald Trump warned Russian President Vladimir Putin his missiles are coming, quote, fast and smart after Russia vowed yesterday to bomb U.S. sites if it strikes Assad. The missile attack from President Trump would come after it is alleged that Assad used chemical weapons once again on his own people in Syria. With Speaker of the House Paul Ryan stepping down, who are a couple favorites that could take his leadership role should the GOP maintain its majority in the 2018 midterm elections? One of those guys is Majority Whip Steve Scalise from Louisiana. He had a chance to sit down and chat, though, first about what it's been like under the leadership of Speaker Ryan.
Paul's done an incredible job in breaking records as Speaker, and even with a young family. In the end, we got to focus on keeping this majority because we're doing the things that we were elected to do to get our economy back on track, working with President Trump. And again, I've enjoyed working with President Trump, and we've gotten a lot done, but there's more we need to get done.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you are listening to USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan announced today he would not run for re-election. Speaker Ryan said he would serve out his term, which ends in January. Let's take a listen to a portion of the press conference that Speaker Ryan held earlier today.
I really do not believe whether I stay or go in 2019 is going to affect a person's individual race for Congress. So I really don't think it affects it. Look, if we do our jobs, which we are, we're going to be fine as a majority. I'm grateful that we have unified government that the president, with his victory, gave us so we get all these big things done. We're going to have a great record to run on. We have a great economy, great accomplishments, more to do. And I really don't think that the American people are going to want to have the gridlock that the Democrats are promising. So I'm confident we can run through the tape and we can get this done.
An actor from Texas is launching his own brand of bourbon. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
All right, all right, all right.
Matthew McConaughey launching his own brand of bourbon in conjunction with Wild Turkey. He makes the announcement live on Facebook while sitting beside his mother, Kay, in his hometown of Austin. So what's a native Texan doing promoting a Kentucky bourbon? Well, his mom says,
well, if it wasn't for Kentucky, you wouldn't be here.
Fact. Why is that?
Right, because I met your dad in Kentucky. We both went to the University of Kentucky.
McConaughey has been working as creative director for Wild Turkey since 2016. That new bourbon is called Wild Turkey Long Branch.
Thank you, Chris. For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
And we are back with more Modern Design. I'm very lucky to have in studio live today John Leahy. He's with Weikert Realtors in Old Wick, New Jersey. John, why don't you tell us a little about how people want to have an evaluation on their home, or maybe they want to look for a new home, how to get in touch with you.
Thank you, Rich. The best way to get in touch with me, my cell is area code 908-878-2565, and my email is leahyoldwick@gmail.com. It's the best way to get a hold of me. I will come out, do a free comparative analysis of your home value, and let you know what your options are.
Terrific. And thanks for being a guest on Modern Design today. We
thank you for having me here.
Appreciate your input. So John said something during the break, which I thought was kind of funny. And he said, what about vertical blinds? Remember the 1980s with those slats that always inevitably fell down called vertical blinds? Yes, in fact, maybe they could be considered an under-treatment because I guess people realistically did do a hard cornice on top of it, but I'm not even going to talk about it because you never want to have them. If you have a house that has vertical blinds in it, do people go, ugh, when they go through it?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it dates a house quicker than anything else.
Sure.
And especially if they're mauve or light blue.
Exactly. I believe very much so for resale value as well as beauty that under treatments should be white or just reflective of the color of the trim around them. I just think that always looks the best. And for no doubt in my mind, front-facing white. But realistically, I think white all the way around.
Yes, definitely.
Remember being a kid growing up and then the girls' room in the front of the house would have pink curtains and then everything would be off, right? Because there wasn't that continuity, especially when you go to sell a house. But at any time, it's kind of nice to have an inside mount white window treatment. It also makes the top treatment we're going to talk about look a lot better because you'll have sort of the contrast. That's if we paint a wall, as in studio here, we have sort of a tannish sort of peach wall with white trim. The white trim makes the color stand out. It's like a frame, I think.
Yes, and it also adds to the curb appeal from the outside, so that's why you want your windows white facing towards the street.
Sure. All right, so we're going to talk about the type of top treatments that are the most popular, what's in style, what's changed a lot. I'm going to start with drapes because I think drapes are probably, for me, in the formal rooms, the most popular of window treatments still. A lot of Roman shades, we'll talk about that stuff, and other sort of soft treatments. But I'm still doing a lot of drapery panels, or referring to them as panels as I do on Modern Design. Simple drapery panels have always been in style. I would say the difference is that we're hanging them much higher. Newer construction houses have 9 and sometimes 10-foot ceilings. So we used to hang window treatments, or drapes in particular, in the framework of the window casing. We would put our hardware on that, and typically they were about 84 inches. It's still easy, probably the easiest to find 84-inch panels anywhere you go off the rack. They stock them in many of the stores. But as times changed and homes got bigger and taller ceilings, then we wanted to hang our window treatments higher, because what does a taller window treatment do? It makes the room look taller and better. So people are hanging them higher, so then 95 or 96 inches, even 102 sometimes, became a more desirable length. Now, sometimes you'll go to stores or discount stores, and they'll say 63. We never want to have 63-inch panels. That really looks dated and awful. There was a practical reason if you had kids or pets, or perhaps your HVAC was below, they felt that they didn't want to do that, but it's a really terrible look. There are workarounds with that. So if you're going to do panels, I would definitely do as high as you can possibly go. So we're going to install them on the sheetrock. We can do it right on the sheetrock or plaster. Or maybe we have to put up some sort of a little backing, if you will, a shim or something, to accommodate the hardware and do that. Also, hardware has changed a little bit. Hardware is simpler now and smaller. If you have a big expanse, big window, and you're putting panels on the end, we were carrying the rod across. Now what they're doing as a design is just the width of the panel. So that's changed a lot as well. Much simpler, no tassels. I think I made more, in the beginning of my career, I made more purchases to tassels I could have collected all the tassels that I sold and done something with them, because it was just, everything was tasseled in trims, very elaborate trims. There were so many of them, you couldn't believe. Simple panels now, very different. Also, next on my list is stationary panels, whereas a drapery panel that could open and close used to be popular. It's sort of very different now, where people are just buying panels to sort of frame the edges of a window. And then what that does, it makes it, if you don't see the casing of the window on the sides, that makes the window look that much bigger. And if you hang your stationary panel on the wall and not really on the window, it gives you a big looking window and it doesn't take away the natural light. So I would say drapes in general are still, panels are very popular, but stationary panels the most popular, in colors of blues and greens or earth tone colors, and of course gray, and then a lot of geometric shapes similar to what's in fashion now, geometric styles and texture. A lot of textured panels are very much in style. So we have drapes, we have functional drapes, we have stationary drapes. I want to talk about something that you don't talk about much, and that's called the traverse rod. And a traverse rod is a rod that makes the drapes sort of open and close. You would use the width of the entire window. But in this case, more than not, they were actually designed for sliders, when you have sliding doors, and you'd have a traverse rod, and then you'd have sort of a pulley with rope, and that would be your under-treatment. Often people used this because they had an insulating factor. They were actually very heavy, if you remember, and they had a really good insulating factor and privacy, so that would be a thing to do. You're not seeing them that much anymore. They really, they transitioned to the shades we talked about earlier, the vertical blinds, and then to now it's blinds that accommodate a door, so things have changed a lot with that. Now, the next window treatment I talk about, we're still doing every day, and that's the cornice. And a cornice is a hard window treatment that's on a board that's upholstered like a piece of furniture with fabric. And I'm still doing cornices a lot. One of the good things about a cornice is you top mount a cornice, and then the under treatment can fit into it when it's up. So let's say you have heavy blinds on your window, and you want to have more natural light. You don't want to see the louvers of the blinds. You can have them tuck up into a cornice, and then you have the beautiful color or the pattern of that cornice or the shape of that cornice, and then at night or when the sun is bad, you can bring those down. So that's something easy to do. Typically, the cornices are something that you would do custom. You go out and you do what's called COM, and that is you pick your customer's own materials, you pick your own fabric, and there are a lot of fabrics. I want to give a shout out to Fabric Collections in North Plainfield, New Jersey on Route 22. They have beautiful fabrics that are really readily available by the roll. You don't have to order them. You can leave with your fabric and move on. And when I look for inspiration, I often go out to their specific location on Route 22 in North Plainfield, and I get wonderful patterns and ideas and tie the rest of my design into that. So that's a resource that you should definitely check out. So cornices are hard cornices, maybe less popular than they used to be. Still very nice. I'm not doing such elaborate cornices anymore. I'm doing very simple box cornices that have simple straight lines. They can be trimmed, but often they're what's called self-welt, where the same material is used and it's just edged to finish it. I did a boys' room in Springfield, and he liked Mets colors, navy blue and orange. And we did beautiful cornice in navy blue. And then we did a really nice trim, contrasting trim in orange, and tied the rooms together. And it was absolutely excellent. The next one is probably the most popular window treatment that I do now. And that's all sorts of valances and shades. And although a shade is often an under treatment, now we're starting to use them as top treatments because they're coming in colors and patterns, and you could make that your top treatment. Valances will always be popular. I really like valances for a powder room. They are soft window treatments, and they give some softness to a window. Wonderful shapes you can use. We can use, again, the geometric patterns are super popular. Lots of texture. Things of nature. I'm seeing a lot of new things coming in fabrics of leaves and tropical and lots of greens, hosta leaves. Things of nature are starting. You're going to see that more and more trending. Lots of greens and nature things as patterns for fabric, bird cages, things that are very natural, and of course all the textured treatments are popular. Houndstooth, black and white, still very popular. But soft valances are a way to go and make a space look finished. I think a window treatment makes a space look finished, don't you?
Yes, definitely.
Here's a thing that I didn't realize. Recently, I looked at one of my previous homes, and I looked online because it was for sale again, and I noticed, which I had forgotten, I left every window treatment in that house. And probably that happens more than not if people are moving out of state or perhaps they're moving to a house with different size windows. That happens. How do you feel about soft treatments? Because they're somewhat personalized, should people take them down or is there added value to that where they should leave them up? I think that's probably a gray area, don't you think?
It really depends on the window treatments.
Okay.
But, most of the time, a new buyer is looking for something to cover the windows. Whether
right.
they keep it long term is another
sure.
story, but just to have something to cover the windows. But if you have a specific drape or fabric and it matches the decor of your home, then that's something that, you know, you're probably better off taking with you.
You think you're better taking off the under treatment though, or maybe not?
No, leaving the under treatment or leaving the blinds, but then taking off a drape or something that's specific to the room.
Taste specific, mm-hmm. right. And probably if you had an empty room but you had draperies, it would probably look worse, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Definitely to do that. All right, so we talked a little bit about valances, different shapes of valances. There's a London valance, the Sheffield valance, a lot of different shapes of valances. I want to talk about Roman shades because people ask me probably the most for Roman shades. Roman shades sort of fit the top of the window and then come down to a degree, typically 14 to 16 inches. They can be trimmed in any sort of trim. You could do them pleated or non-pleated. We can do what's called a relaxed Roman shade, which I like the best. I don't like when the Roman shades are very gathered. I think that's very busy looking. But if you have a piece of fabric off the top of the window frame that slopes down a little bit and just is sort of gathered at the edge, that's one that I like the best. How about you? What kind of soft treatments do you like for windows?
I'm a naturalist. I like to have the windows open.
Open, yeah.
You know, so I like to do...
My workroom doesn't like to hear that.
I know, but I don't like the windows covered. I like to be able to look out and see the nature outside and see the trees and things like that. In my own home, I have pull-down shades mm-hmm. in the bedrooms.
Sure.
So I can, at night, you know, pull the shades down, prevent the sun from coming in too early in the morning, but then able to put the shades up under the valance, and so they're kind of tucked away.
So the cornice, the hard cornice then.
Right.
Okay. So, see, that's the point of having the roller shade. If you have the roller shade, there is something you can do. You can have it go up into what's called a cassette, and the cassette is sort of a top piece that it sits in so you don't have that ugly, heavy roll hanging there. But in most cases, if you're going to do a roller shade, it's kind of nice to have a cornice. One of the reasons you want a cornice and not necessarily just a valance is you can build a cornice out so it'll have depth so it can accommodate the top of the roller and then it disappears. So that seems to work well for you in that space. Okay, we're going to go to our last set of commercial messages. Still a lot more to talk about. Today's topic, window treatments for you.
A college education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, Premier College Funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree doesn't have to break the bank.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Modern Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I'm an interior designer, home stager, and contractor working on lots of kitchens and baths. Baths mostly. I think people are probably really lately focusing on their bath for whatever reason. And the term I hear often is called spa-like. That everybody wants a spa-like retreat in the bathroom, which is something that's of recent years. So we're doing lots of blues and greens in bathrooms. I guess those colors are very much trending, but specifically in bathrooms, that sort of light blue or a blue-green combination, very soft. Bathrooms have changed a lot. White surfaces everywhere. Lots of white 3x6 subway tile or 3x12 tile. Lots of white floors, white vanities undermount, a little bit of gray, but mostly white. You like, John, white bathrooms?
Yes, definitely. I like a white bathroom. The simpler, the better.
Good resale value, huh?
Yes, definitely.
I call this period of time the graying of America, but I would probably say it's now the whitening of America because we're seeing all our trims become white, right? All the trim, brighter whites. In fact, even myself in my own business, I've gone from white to super white because it has contrast against the lighter colors that we're going to do. White ceilings throughout, white under treatments. And then that sort of soft light color that we're adding, the blues, the greens, the soft grays, have some contrast. Well, our topic today happens to be window treatments. A lot to talk about, a lot to think about. Window treatments are an investment, even if they're off the rack. You know, one of the companies that we lost this year, and I'm very disappointed about, that did a really quality off-the-rack window treatment is Country Curtains. They were around for like 80 years, family-owned business. And that was good for my business because some people, you know, it was always best to do custom. You'd pick gorgeous fabrics and it'd make it work for your specific windows. It could be an investment. And then there were off-the-rack panels that you could always get from even the big box stores, but also, you know, Linens and Things in its day and Bed Bath & Beyond and so on. Didn't have the same amount of quality, but it was an option for you price-wise. In the middle of that was what I would call sort of semi-custom, and that was Country Curtains, which gave you a wonderful panel. Their panels were always lined and interlined. Unless you got 84 inches, often it was something that you had to order, but there was unbelievable quality there. And I'm very disappointed to see them go out. They were a resource. When you hung a window treatment from them, they waited beautifully and so on. I want to talk a little bit about hanging window treatments, and then we'll finish up with talking about hardware. And I think there's sort of an art to hanging window treatments. And I know you have hung window treatments in your day. And some of the things that people have to think about, let's talk about panels specifically. When you hang a panel, what does it normally look like, you think, when you first hang it? Especially a panel that you buy in a store.
It's a little wrinkled.
Exactly. Wrinkled and awful looking. It hasn't. A window treatment is like a bottle of wine. It has to open up. It has to breathe. So when you're getting an off-the-rack window treatment, they're bound. Sometimes they're encased in something where they're folded. What you want to do with a window treatment before you hang it is you want to take it out. You want to put it on a hanger, and you want to let it hang as long as you possibly can for at least a number of days. And you want gravity to kick in, and you want some of those creases to start to wear out, which will continue to happen over a period of time. Then we want to go ahead and put the rod up. And then after, let's say, 3 or 4 days, want to see if we can put them up. When we put the window treatments up, we want to make sure that our stationary panels hit the floor and not go beyond the floor. The look of being puddled is very much not in style. And I always thought that it was not practical for kids or just tripping on and getting very dirty. I worked on a house getting it ready for sale up in Chatham, New Jersey, and we took all these custom window treatments. The only thing we did was we hemmed the bottoms and we made them flush with the floor because it was just not appealing. I think the buyers probably don't want puddled window treatments, do they?
No, because it doesn't look clean.
It doesn't. It looks very dated, I think, also. So we want to hang our window treatments so that they are flush with the floor. And keep in mind, you might possibly want to go even a little bit of the bottom of the floor, because what happens over time with stationary panels and full panels is the gravity kicks in and the fibers loosen and they grow. So window treatments will grow. In the early part of my career, I would have my installer hang panels and they would tell me like 4 months later, you know, they're a little bit puddled now. And that's because the fibers, depending upon when they are, absolutely relax. And when the fibers relax, of course, they're going to go down a little bit. The other thing that you want to do with window treatments, based upon what the fabric was, and in the earlier days, we used lots of Dupioni silk. I had an account at Scalamandra and bought the most expensive fabrics. Those you really couldn't steam or do anything with. They had to sort of find their own way because you would, you know, damage them. But today, a lot of the fabrics are cotton or blend, which is even better. And you can take an iron to them, a warm iron to them, or you can steam them. Steaming is probably the best way if you have a synthetic fiber or a blend fiber to get those out. Ultimately, what you want with a panel treatment is to have it fall, and it's going to take a while to do that. What they call it in the industry is fingers. So you'll see what happens is, if you can look like that, it'll look like fingers. They'll form ridges, the window treatments, from the length and from the weight of them will form fingers, if you will, and then it's done and set and, to go, and it's a good way to go. You told me a story. We have about a minute left. You told me a story about when your mom hung window treatments, she did something to the bottom to make them train or stay. Do you remember that story? She said she'd put sort of a rubber band around them, something, or she would tie the bottoms?
She would tie the bottom and add a weight to it to kind of pull them down and give them that shape.
Shape. And, you know, and be conscious that they're not going to look their best the day you do them. So if you're planning to entertain, do them well in advance so they look their absolute best.
Right.
You can steam with your own iron, but check to see if the fabric can take some water to it, because that's something to keep in mind. Also keep in mind some last-minute tips that window treatments are, again, clean, less self-welt. No tassels. Tie backs are very simple if you have a tie back in metal. Less adorned, more about texture and geometric patterns and blues, greens, and grays, and work well with the window treatments, but with the rest of the furniture. But window treatments these days are not as fussy as they used to be. All right, well, we're at the end of the hour. In a couple of weeks, we're trying to get him in today. We were going to have Dennis Wiest. He's from one of my favorite companies for blinds and shades, Graber, and we're going to talk all about the advances in that. We have a wonderful couple of shows coming up the next couple of weeks, so I thank you for staying in touch with Modern Design, and keep watching us. Our numbers are going up every week when you watch the show. So thanks, and have a wonderful week. Get out these week, people. The weather is going to be beautiful. All right, bye-bye.
USA Radio News.
Speaker of the House Paul Ryan announced today that he will not seek another term in Congress, ending what will be a 3-year run as a Republican leader. Speaker Ryan was asked if President Trump was the reason he's leaving Washington. He said quite the opposite.
The fact that he gave us this ability to get all this stuff done makes me proud of the accomplishments that I've been a contributor to. Makes me satisfied that I've made a big difference, and he's given us that chance. So I'm grateful to him for that. And that's really how I see it.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg continues to be questioned on Capitol Hill today. Much of the conversation revolved around Facebook possibly censoring certain groups it did not agree with politically. Take a listen to Zuckerberg explain why that would never be the case.
Congressman, this is a really important question.
There is absolutely no directive in any of the changes that we make to have a bias in anything that we do. To the contrary, our goal is to be a platform for all ideas.
This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful. But then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared. And the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works. And it's so easy to get your questions answered too. So why not? You can call right now. 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
Speaker of the House Paul Ryan announced today he would not seek re-election in November and would also relinquish his leadership post at the start of 2019. Ryan also said it would have been disingenuous.